Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should have cloudy skies gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 73. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Tuesday sunny with a high near 78. And in the news for today, we continue our reporting on the 2022 primary elections, which will take place tomorrow, Tuesday, August 9th. In our final report, we look at the candidates for Vernon County Sheriff, a position that has been held by John Spears for the past 12 years. There are three candidates on the ballot. Ray Torgerson is currently the deputy sheriff for Vernon County. He is running as a Republican candidate who has never held elected office before. He has 30 years of experience in the sheriff's department. In a candidate survey published by the La Crosse Tribune, Torgerson said he is seeking the sheriff's position to, quote, as a lifelong resident of Vernon County with 30 years of experience with the sheriff's office, I am running for the office to truly help people make a positive impact on the community and keep Vernon County a safe place to live, work, and enjoy recreation. Torgerson said one of the major issues facing the department is, quote, addressing increased mental health issues. I will work with the county to bring back the mental health crisis team. He added that he will focus on addressing the drugs wreaking havoc on our community, devoting additional resources to substance abuse prevention and education, especially with our youth. Drug dealers will be held accountable to the fullest of my ability as your sheriff. I will work hard every day to retain current staff and look to utilize more tools to recruit new staff. Scott Burkos is also seeking the office as a Republican candidate. He is currently an investigator with the department, a position he has held for 23 years, where he says he has, quote, seen my fair share of murders, predators, and drug traffickers. My time spent investigating major crimes in Vernon County has given me the ability to keep a pulse on the criminal activity in our area. Burkos said Vernon County has, quote, seen a major growth in the use of drugs and the number of people who overdose. I have spent years working with federal and state drug cases. As Vernon County Sheriff, I will continue to combat the war on drugs and provide protection to our communities. In the La Crosse Tribune survey, Burkos added that he wants to, quote, protect the children of Vernon County, protect children in schools and on the internet and social media, internet sites and social media where kids are bullied, harassed, and can fall victim to predators. He added that the elderly also need to be informed and protected against scams, both online and over the phone. The third candidate for sheriff is Janice Turbin, who has worked as a correctional officer at the Vernon County Jail for 11 years. I believe that my experience while working in the jail, leadership abilities among my peers as the professional communications instructor, as well as my previous experience working as an alternative education coordinator for the Family and Children's Center make me a well-rounded candidate for this office, Turbin said in a press release. She added, quote, the divisions of the office, including dispatch, patrol, jail, and investigations, work 24/7 to keep our communities safe. I am committed to supporting these outstanding individuals by providing them a new style of leadership where they can excel in their careers and be involved in the development of the department to better support our communities, end quote. The 2022 Wisconsin primary elections will be held tomorrow, Tuesday, August 9th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. To register to vote, individuals need a Wisconsin's driver's license or Department of Transportation ID card. Individuals who register online should check that their current residence matches the same one on file with the DMV. To update your address, visit the DMV website. Wisconsin also has same-day voter registration at the polls. Voting in Viroqua takes place at the new City Hall Lower Community Rooms at 124 West Decker Street in Viroqua. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now is coming up next on WDRT.